Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A second public hearing in the impeachment inquiry into President Trump is underway on Capitol Hill. Ousted U.S.-Ukraine Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch is the featured witness. Yovanovitch, according to Democrats, ran afoul of the president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, who they say was conducting unofficial diplomacy in Ukraine. The California Democrat who chairs the panel, Adam Schiff, says
Marie Yovanovitch was in Kiev when she was called by a senior State Department official and told to get on the next plane back to Washington.
In California, police make five arrests in connection with a Halloween party shooting at an Airbnb near San Francisco. Four suspects booked on suspicion of murder and conspiracy. A fifth person was arrested as an accessory to the crime. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
President Trump at a campaign rally last night in Louisiana trying to help the Republican going up against Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards there. The president saying of the impeachment inquiry back on Capitol Hill,
the people of this country aren't buying it, you see it, because we're going up and they're going down.
Heavy suspensions and fines likely to come after an on-field scuffle between members of two NFL teams last night, the Cleveland Browns and the Pittsburgh Steelers. In particular, defensive end for Cleveland, Myles Garrett, and the Pittsburgh Steeler quarterback, Mason Rudolph. The Steelers QB tried to rip Garrett's helmet off when the pair were on the ground wrestling late in the fourth quarter, and Garrett responded by pulling Rudolph's helmet off and swinging at him, hitting Rudolph in the head. The world's largest Starbucks opening today in Chicago. It's called the Starbucks Reserve Roastery. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
More now on one of our top stories here on USA Radio News. Vice President Mike Pence reacting to the shooting at a high school in Santa Clarita, California. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the update.
Vice President Mike Pence is reacting to a shooting at a high school in Southern California. Police say a student fatally shot two students and wounded three others at Saugus High School in Santa Clarita before shooting himself in the head. The suspect is hospitalized in grave condition.
Tragically, a 16-year-old girl and a 14-year-old boy have lost their lives. This was another heartbreaking day for students and parents in America.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Totally changing gears now, an Arby's restaurant in the news, and this story has absolutely nothing to do with the food. It has to do with unruly kids eating at the fast food chain. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the report.
And an Arby's in Minnesota is apologizing for posting a sign that said only well-behaved kids would be welcome in the eatery. The sign on that Arby's front door went viral after a parent posted a picture of it on social media. The sign said kids must keep their food on their trays and their bottoms on their seats. the fast food chain admitting the language was insensitive. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation. 800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And we do it not because it's easy, but we're doing it because it's hard. It is hard. There's no doubt about it, to get this country back on track. You think about the decades, and I mean really think about it, decades, where we have abandoned the rule of law and the truth, and this is why we are where we are in 21st century America today. Institutions that we've counted on to deliver the truth, fair and a free press, has been obliterated to the degree that most Americans routinely, they just don't know to believe the press anymore. And you can't blame them with all the fake news and the kind of reporting that's been out there. Rich Noyes joins us right now, the research director at the Media Research Center. Rich, how are you?
I'm good, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. And like you, cautiously concerned. I say cautiously because when we're bombarded with propaganda to the degree that this country and our culture has been bombarded by it, there's no doubt it's going to have an ill effect on people, that we have got to be better discerners and consumers of you know, what the press is putting out there for us.
Well, that's right. I think sometimes the effect isn't what the press wants, though. I mean, if you look at press trust ratings in the last few years, you see, you know, the bottom falling out among Republicans and independents in trusting the news media to do a good job, whereas Democrats are liking more and more what they're seeing. I think you've got about a 70% of Democrats, according to Gallup, are trust the press. And only, I think it's in the teens, of Republicans trust the press. I mean, that is an unprecedented gap, mm-hmm. and it's a partisan reaction to mm-hmm. an increasingly partisan press. So I think when the media go overboard in sort of putting their finger on the scale, they don't convince people that they're right. People don't just, you know, swallow what they're fed. Mm-hmm. They end up hurting their own credibility, which is a long term negative for the country, but it's not what the press is trying to do. It's just what they're accomplishing.
Well, if that isn't symptomatic of the problem we're dealing with, I mean, think about it. The press itself, you take a poll, and the Democrats love the press because the press is giving what the Democrats want. Independents and Republicans are going, no, this is a bunch of manure. I'm not putting up with this. I'm not going to accept this. And this is what the polling is clearly saying. So that in itself is an indictment, is it not?
It is an indictment. I mean, this is, you know, the press is supposed to be serving its audience. It's supposed to be covering the news without fear or favor. And I think if you go back to the Obama years, the press was clearly a cheerleader for that Democratic president. You know, they reserved their criticism for those who criticize President Obama. You know, you couldn't investigate him without being seen as having some kind of ulterior motive or some negative agenda.
Right.
Now the scales have completely flipped. The press is a fiercer critic of this president than anybody. So our most recent study has shown that on the three evening newscast since impeachment began, it's 96% negative. This is,
wow.
It's been about 90% mm-hmm. negative spin throughout
exactly.
the term.
Mm-hmm.
So this isn't really, and I think one of the reasons it's not changing people's minds is because this is not a president that was getting favorable press from these people up until September, and all of a sudden they found something negative to report. It's been lurching from negative topic to negative topic because their goal is to criticize, and they figure out what the grounds are for that criticism as the days wear on.
Is the press so blind ideologically that they can't even discern the sentiment, the growing sentiment in this country that what has been perpetrated upon this president is nothing short of a coup?
Some of them are, actually. You had Chuck Todd of NBC, he's their political director as well as one of their hosts and anchors,
mm-hmm.
was during the live coverage on Wednesday, was complaining that Republican voters simply don't accept the premise that the media are putting forward. That was his phrase. They, you know, the problem is these voters don't accept the premise.
Mm-hmm.
They're allowed to have a different opinion. You know, it's we've gotten so far away from the system where reporters ask questions, delivered facts, and voters were permitted to make up their minds on whatever values and life experience they had, whatever they wished for. Now the press is angry when voters aren't coming to the right conclusions, and so they become more hysterical, more polemical, more partisan. They're trying to push voters into the direction the media want, and when voters don't do it, there's something wrong with the voters.
Exactly.
The press needs to look in the mirror.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think what they're realizing, slowly but surely, unlike Jonathan Gruber of Obamacare fame, is that the American people are not stupid. I mean, they're a lot smarter than they give them credit for. I mean, they figured it out. I mean, they figured it out to the point that in 2016 they said, enough of this insanity. We're going to get an outsider to come in and take a look. And this outsider has been quite an exposing agent here, Rich. I mean, to the point that, you know, some of our instincts are being confirmed to the degree that corruption has been running rampant, and that there is a concerted effort to undermine the foundation principles of the U.S. Constitution and our government. I know that sounds a bit extreme, but this is where, you know, in my conversations with Main Street America, this is what I'm getting from them, is they see a clear and present danger here.
Yes, I think, looking just at the press, I mean, they're an institution that was designed to sort of make the whole apparatus of politics and governance transparent, make it something that voters could have trust in and have faith in, giving voters the final say because they're getting unbiased information. Now, even back in the days of the founders, we had partisan media, but, you know, you had a competing media. People mm-hmm. knew what the score was. They knew about Democratic and Republican papers. You know, now we have a dominant liberal establishment media and some conservative media that does provide an alternative, but it's not, you know, they're not two equals that are fighting it out.
Mm-hmm.
It's a liberal establishment that is trying to assert more and more stridently what the only important facts are in our public discussions, and it's, you know, they're destroying their ability to do their job as the founders intended, and there's nothing positive coming up to replace it.
Well, right now, yes, we're wading through this mess and morass, but again, I'm grateful that more and more Americans are seeing this for what it is. Due process has been thrown out the window, clearly, with President Trump, and anything that comes close to President Trump, including Brett Kavanaugh, that is irrelevant anymore, due process. I mean, the process of law is being ignored. I mean, just the way these Main Street media talking heads respond, I mean, there's no alleged, there are statements that are made, Rich, that I find quite concerning, that, already project that someone is guilty.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing that's sort of an interesting wrinkle in this is that Republicans are getting time to question all of these witnesses on live television, so people are seeing the other side that they weren't getting before. You know, maybe this whole thing will boomerang. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to watch, but I suspect the public will be sick of it long before it's over.
Well, yeah, I think after day one, a couple of minutes, they go, hey, we're paying for this movie. This is a bad movie. I want my money back. We've got more for Rich Noyes after this. Stay with us, America. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Are you prepared for the upcoming season? Get immune support you can really count on. Quantum Nutrition Labs has three key players on special for optimal immune support. Nucleotide Complex, featuring the basis for all cellular structure. Colostrum, with its naturally occurring immunoglobulins. And ultra-quality olive leaf support. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
I think
sing this song by Danny Gokey is probably becoming the number one exercise song too, right? I mean, just no matter where you hear it, you just kind of want to start, you know, maybe punching out some things, you know, jumping up and down. Why not? Hey, it's time for your comeback, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, you have the power. It's up to you to make it the kind of day you want it to be. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent we are. And with us is Rich Noyes. Always good to have Rich, the research director at the Media Research Center. Rich, the media definitely is taking advantage of, you know, President Trump's power to generate ratings. He's just been a ratings phenomenon monster, whether it's a reality TV show or running for president. There is just some magic. Some would call it, in the previous era, he has the it factor, huh?
Well, he does. And I think, you know, a lot of these liberal networks have sort of built their whole schedule around you know, the liberals and their audience who don't like the president. You know, they get to have a these hour-long shows that are nothing but criticism of the president, but it's, you know, he's the topic that won't go away. And then you've got, you know, conservative media where, you know, they talk about the other side, the positive accomplishments, the things that people need to know about. But yes, he is more dominant in our media culture than any president I can think of ever, and that includes Ronald Reagan, who was a great communicator, you know, Bill Clinton, who sort of took over the world with his own scandals and impeachment problems. You know, Barack Obama was sort of a star in 2008 and 2009, but he began to fade as president. This president is not fading. He is still very much front and center of the news, just like when he burst on the scene in 2015.
Well, and I think behind this, and you and I have been around this business long enough to understand, is that if you've got the goods and you've got substance, you can carry the day. I mean, look what happened with the campaign. First of all, you know, the presidential campaign, you got Hillary Clinton spending, I don't know, I've heard anywhere 3-5 times more than what President Trump spent on the campaign. And she came up short because I learned a long time ago in my marketing career that it's about the message. If you don't have the message, then you better have lots of money. And Hillary Clinton had lots of money, but not enough. And here you got Donald Trump, who had a message that resonated, and he continues to control that narrative, which I think in part that some of these networks get a little upset because they're not the ones that are writing the headlines. It's Donald Trump and his Twitter.
Yeah. No, and I think he was even doing that in 2015 and 16. And this, you know, to talk about Reagan again, I mean, Ronald Reagan figured out that he needed to figure out ways to go around a hostile news media. It was a little more polite back then than it is today, but it was every bit as adversarial against him and against what he stood for. And as a candidate, you know, he had a career as a radio commentator, so people were directly hearing his message week in and week out before he ran for president. And then as president, he did I think more Oval Office addresses than any other president, and figured out a way to go around them.
Right.
Donald Trump has updated that to the modern era by using Twitter and social media and things like that. He's also become essentially his own White House spokesman. His White House press secretary does not give boring behind-the-podium interviews. President Trump walks out and stands in the driveway and talks to the press, and can do that for 30, 40, 50 minutes, and that tends to completely take over the news cycle whenever he does it, which is one or two times a week. So it is a different way of communicating, and it hasn't won over the people who were Hillary voters in 2016, but it certainly has sort of kept him front and center of the media, and he hasn't lost his base that he had in 2016. So it's going to be a repeat election.
Yeah, without a doubt. Although, you know, the thing is that you have somebody who came in as an unknown commodity, as a business guy, been successful in business. You had a sentiment, a growing sentiment across the country said maybe we needed a businessman to kind of take a look at our country and give us a business perspective on that. We thought maybe Ross Perot might have been the guy, but he couldn't own the day. You know, the same thing with Mitt Romney. He couldn't bring it in. But Donald Trump has, and as a result, the very things that America has been concerned about, you know, this bloated government and waste, and now even corruption. I mean,
Rich, I keep reminding people, I don't know if you remember this or not, but when the president came out of the Oval Office, came through the back door and was there in the garden outside, and the press was out there, and they kind of yelled at a distance, "Hey, Mr. President, how's it going?" And he goes, "It's a mess." And the look on his face when he said that, "It's a mess." You understood. I mean, you had this sense. It kind of reminded me of a doctor who comes to tell the family that the diagnosis of cancer, that it's metastasized and it's worse than expected. You know, it was that kind of awesome look on the president's face.
Yeah, and I think voters knew that. I mean, the reason you have a President Trump now is because there is a critical mass of voters who think the elites of both parties weren't responding to what the public wanted. You know, they were doing their own business as much as they could, insulated from what the public wanted. And this was a way to sort of break through that and sort of shake Washington by the lapels and get them to do something finally that brought government more responsive. Into a situation that was more responsive to the public. And I think that's one of the reasons why this impeachment is not changing anybody's minds.
Mm-hmm.
There may be things in there that people don't like, but they're not going to use this as an excuse to hand the keys of government back to the people that they haven't liked their policies over the last several decades. You know, they're going mm-hmm. to keep things as they are because they still want the same results. And, you know, a lot of people are interpreting this as just the Washington swamp fighting back. And, for this president doing what other presidents and senators and congressmen and others with powerful positions have done for decades.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're realizing that we are contending with the swamp, these unelected bureaucrats, and even the deep state, which John McLaughlin stated, thank God for the deep state. You know, they see the deep state as some sort of, you know, a new barrier against a runaway president.
Right, and the media are part of that too. I mean, the media, you know, you've got reporters who've been sort of, you know, these fixtures for 30, 40 years. You know, they think of themselves now as power brokers who have an exalted position in our society and that they know better how things should be. You know, they're part of that class of people that needs to be sort of, rattled once in a while so they get more responsive to what the people actually want and what's going on with the public out there. But, you know, they're now part of this sort of fight back and, what do they call it now, the hashtag resistance against the president. Well, mm-hmm. you know, that resistance against the president is sort of returning to the status quo of 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And I doubt there's going to be a massive constituency of people who voted for change in 2016 who want to go back to the way things were before.
Yeah, let's go ahead and return back to those policies that were so devastating that were going to limit our gross domestic product to under 2% forever and ever. Amen. The boot of larger government was upon the throats of productive Americans that were just saying, look, I just want to get back to work. You know, I don't need your handouts. I don't need more welfare government aid. I just want my dignity. I want to be free. I want to be able to go back to work. And Donald Trump's number one issue that I heard repeatedly throughout the halls of the White House was, how are we doing with jobs? How are we doing with jobs? How are we doing with jobs? And where are we now?
Yeah, and I would say, you know, we've looked at coverage on the networks for the last 6.5-7 weeks. We've got about 400 minutes of coverage of impeachment, 4 minutes coverage of the economy. It's 100 times more attention on what Trump is doing in terms of Ukraine and impeachment than what Trump is doing in terms of helping the economy, even though you have record 50-year lows in unemployment, records in the stock market. There's a positive story that the media are choosing to avert their eyes from to keep everybody focused on this, even though they know it's not going to go anywhere. The Senate is not going to do anything. This is all designed to be a negative publicity machine for the next few weeks before they get into the election year. And, you know, they know it. People on both sides know it. And I think that's why I said before in the last segment, the public is going to get sick of this long before it's over because they've already figured out how it's ending.
Yeah, without a doubt. Rich Noy is Research Director at the Media Research Center. Rich, stay in touch. Keep us up to date. We appreciate all the great work that you're doing at the Media Research Center.
Thanks a lot, Bill.
You take care. I'm Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us 29 minutes after the top of the hour. Go to BillMartinezLive.com for more information. You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. If we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A second public hearing in the impeachment inquiry into President Trump is underway on Capitol Hill. Ousted U.S.-Ukraine Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch is the featured witness. Yovanovitch, according to Democrats, ran afoul of the president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, who they say was conducting unofficial diplomacy in Ukraine. The California Democrat who chairs the panel, Adam Schiff, says
Marie Yovanovitch was in Kiev when she was called by a senior State Department official and told to get on the next plane back to Washington.
In California, police make 5 arrests in connection with a Halloween party shooting at an Airbnb near San Francisco. 4 suspects booked on suspicion of murder and conspiracy. A 5th person was arrested as an accessory to the crime. This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live. We, the people, listen to Bill Martinez live.
The fight that we're in, you need to know what you're up against. For decades, we've ignored it because conservatives have a way of just kind of going, okay, well, all this deleterious stuff associated with climate, it has to be that way. And if not, then we're going to get a young 16-year-old girl from Sweden to come in and passionately appeal to our better angels.
It's the Fest of Bill Martinez this weekend right here.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us for the ride. You know, joining and enjoying a part of your day with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, you know, this Thanksgiving, they're estimating that some 46 million turkeys are going to be cooked this Thanksgiving, spending hours in ovens across the country. Imagine that. But did you know it was possible to create a holiday feast using a grill? Well, you know, thought of as more of a summertime appliance, grills and smokers create a delicious and juicy turkey sure to have your family members reaching for seconds. Well, we've got the chief executive chef, Jason Morris, with us, who will teach us all everything we know about grilling your bird and more this holiday season. Plus, you're going to be able to, take advantage of some special offers at Ace Hardware locations nationwide. And this is going to take place on Saturday, November the 16th. Chef Jason, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Hey, this is awesome. I mean, you know, I found out, you know, because I'm a Western boy. I was born and raised in California. So to me, it was, you know, we called barbecue anything on a grill until I came east. And there was a distinct difference. I was taught right away, no, that's not barbecue. That's grilling.
Yes, sir.
So I got slapped across the head real quick and learned my lessons quickly. So I'm taking lessons now and taking notes, as you explained to us, how it's possible to prepare a Thanksgiving meal using a grill.
You know, the beauty of Thanks grilling is being able to think outside the oven and use your grills more as your cooking tools. Whether you're using, you know, a Traeger wood pellet grill or a Weber gas grill or a Big Green Egg, mm-hmm. I now have some great tools to impart some pretty fantastic flavor into my turkey, whether it's, you know, wood pellet, charcoal, or just that beautiful gas-fired flavor.
Okay, so what's the most important thing to remember when grilling a turkey?
My A number one tip is going to be brining. I'm a huge fan of the art of the brine. That is your insurance policy, right? Because the brine is going to have salt, sugar, spices, herbs, aromatics. It's going to make a fantastic solution and really make sure that bird is juicy and delicious. Because, you know, you want to be a legend when it comes to Thanksgiving and make sure your family leaves in awe.
Jeff, we're going to hit a pause here for just a second because we've got to make a switch because we've got top of the hour news going to cut us off. So I'm sorry. Go ahead. We can't move it? Oh, so we just have to make this work then. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, we'll just make sure we. All right. Sorry about that, Jeff. All right. Go ahead.
No worries.
Okay. We'll pick it up from here. Okay, so I talked a little bit about grilling and the difference between that and barbecuing, but you know, give us the exact difference between grilling and smoking a bird.
So grilling is going to be higher temperature. We always say it's hot and fast. You're looking at kind of that 350 to 650 degree range, and then barbecue tends to be low and slow in that 165 to 225 range. So I always say barbecue is low and slow, grilling is hot and fast.
I love it. So if we're looking, you know, you were mentioning just a moment ago that if we're looking for the best insurance policy for a tasty and juicy turkey, brine is the way to go. Explain brining.
Well, brining is that solution of salt, sugar, spices, herbs, aromatics. But think of it this way. Think of you're giving your turkey a bath, but in a very flavorful solution, right? So it's going to absorb that moisture. It's going to absorb that flavor, really producing a tasty, delicious, fantastic bird.
Now, why is it that we want to, you know, at first when we're cooking the turkey, you know, to cook it uncovered? I mean, we traditionally we've been taught to always keep it covered.
Yeah, I like mine uncovered. I want that heat and I want that flavor in whatever cooking tool I'm using to really get into that turkey. And I want that skin to start to dry out and a little bit of that moisture to evaporate. That way I get a great flavor into the bird, but then I get that beautiful crispy skin.
You're making me hungry already. I cannot wait.
Right?
I'm telling you. Sounds delicious. Now, you also suggest that, we can cook the entire meal on the grill, right?
Yeah, we do everything. If you go to acehardware.com/thanksgrilling, we have a ton of recipes and content there for you. Things like cheesecake, bread pudding. I do my side dishes, my stuffing, my corn casserole. I am all about when Thanksgiving hits, I'm all about loading every grill in my backyard and filling them full of all my Thanksgiving feasts.
So everything's there, all the sides, the gravy, here on the grill.
Yeah, you know, and the gravy starts off as drippings from that beautiful turkey that you fried.
Exactly.
And the nice thing is those drippings taste like the turkey, and then the gravy tastes like the turkey, and life is fantastic.
And a cast iron skillet can be your best friend too, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and there's everyone in your family. Some people like a crispy stuffing. Some people like a softer stuffing. And the beauty of cast iron is those outside edges of the cast iron are going to give you that beautiful, like, mouth-watering, crispy stuffing. And then the middle is going to be that softer stuffing. So it's like everyone is happy, which is rare at Thanksgiving, right?
Exactly. And we're talking with Chef Jason Morris. He is the grilling expert, as you can tell right now. Chef, we've got some exciting news about, and you touched a little bit about what's going on at our local Ace Hardware. Tell the folks about that.
So November 16th at your your local Ace Hardware from 11 to 2. We're calling it our Thanks Grilling Party, and you can head to your local Ace, check out great deals on grills, let our helpful folks walk you through all the tips and advice you need to pull off an epic, epic Thanks Grilling, and then the best part is you can even meet the grill of your dreams while you're hanging out at your local Ace.
Wow, what more could you want, huh? The grill of your dreams, even.
Even the grill of your dreams.
I'm telling you, Chef Jason has spent a lifetime behind the grills and smokers and is now here to help us interact with consumers daily to help them cook better with some of the best grilling and smoking tools on the market. He is a certified executive chef, so he doesn't mess around. Active member of the American Culinary Federation, Colorado Chefs Association. Chef Jason, what else? What else should we do as we wrap things up here? Again, remind everybody of the key things that we should do to have the most out of our Thanks Grilling season this year.
Well, definitely let your grill be the best tool you have. And I always let my audience, whoever I'm cooking for, kind of pick the flavor they want, whether it's charcoal, whether it's wood pellet or gas grill. Then again, brining. That's the best insurance policy you have for a delicious, fantastic turkey. And then again, head to acehardware.com/thanksgrilling. We have a ton of tips and advice ready for you to download, print, and follow along.
Chef Jason, you're awesome. Thank you so much. Now that you've made me totally hungry, I'm going to go jump on the grill, grab a bird, and have some fun here, buddy. Hey,
thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Yeah,
take care.
You're very welcome. Take care.
Have a great day. Well, I was already at the grill, and you called me back already. I mean, you know, what can I tell you? I'm telling you, good ideas, huh? Did you think about that? Always, you know, this is what we love about how things are continuing to evolve here, is that there's different ways to cook your turkey for Thanksgiving, as we're all looking forward to Thanksgiving coming up. I still say my favorite part. I mean, I love Thanksgiving dinner, to be around family and friends. That's always real special. But I'm into the day after sandwiches. A cold turkey sandwich off the bone. Ugh. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, it's just awesome. That's just the way I look at it anyway. Okay, here's our word for the day. Ataraxy. Okay, ataraxy. 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 You're writing this down? Because this is what we need right now in our culture. We need a little calmness, a little tranquility, as they say. Freedom from mental disturbance or anxiety. And the best way to do that is get away from the TV. Do not watch what you're spending all your good taxpayer money for right now. This is, an ongoing train wreck, this impeachment situation. But look, at it's all brought to you by the people that say, look, we could run this government better. And just look at our great decisions and our great leadership right now as we're trying to impeach a president that if we had better ideas, we could replace him, you know, at the voter box. Nah, let's not. But we'll hold on, and with ataraxy, okay? Stay calm and tranquil.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly. Satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. There is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of Veterans Prostate Awareness, said we don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done. So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, an early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your songs and stories, veterans tip of the day.
This is sponsored by Facebook. With the 2020 elections in the U.S. just over a year away, Facebook is announcing several new measures to help protect the democratic process and is providing an update on initiatives already underway. Facebook is taking seriously its responsibility to stop abuse and election interference on its platform. It has made significant investments since 2016 to better identify new threats, close vulnerabilities, and reduce the spread of viral misinformation and fake accounts. Robert Trainum is the head of public affairs at Facebook.
we are much, much better at combating foreign interference in the 2020 elections. The second thing is we're doing a better job of making sure that misinformation is not spread as quickly on the platform. And the third thing that we're doing is increasing transparency when it comes to political ads and what politicians will be saying on the platform.
For more information, visit newsroom.fb.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Think about it, ladies and gentlemen. I still maintain that should be the filter, you know, for our choices politically, maybe in life as well, is that are we going to have more or less freedom as a result of the choices that we make, especially as a collective political body? Glenn Stanton from Focus on the Family joins us. The last time we talked about his great, if it's not a best-selling, it should be a best-selling book by now, certainly among the churches, The Myth of the Dying Church. Glenn, always good to be talking to you. How are you doing, sir?
Good to talk to you.
Well, I got to tell you, I've bragged about your book ever since you and I talked about it. I think it's a must-read for evangelicals, for anybody of faith, to understand, you know, what is happening in our culture in terms of the influences that are, you know, again, not beneficial to a vibrant church.
Well, thank you. I mean, that's very, very gracious of you to say, and I appreciate
that. Well, it's honest. I'm being honest about it. I thought the research, the work, the insight that you had for it was quite telling, and recommended reading. Again, you know, we want people to be blessed. I know that's your heart. That's what we're about. We hope that we're more of a blessing, you know, to people. You know, that maybe sometimes our own, you know, personal insanity may get in the way here. So I apologize up front about that. I mean, for example, I took your headline. I mentioned to a liberal about your research that said that conservatives are more happy, generous, and purposeful than liberals. And she threw a frying pan at me.
Now, see, that sounds like it could be crazy, but in these days, no, that's probably absolutely the truth, right?
Kind of a knee-jerk response here. But,
well, you know, it's not very kind.
No, it's not. And it makes you, and again, you say, you see, my point's made here, you know? Because
Here on this side of the room, I'm happy. You're angry.
Yeah, and now I'm laughing like crazy because you've harpooned the frying pan in the wall.
That is hilarious.
Yeah. But, you know, but here we are. I mean, this is what the research is proving out to be. So, so explain to our audience, you know, why, I mean, this divide, especially, you know, today, it's so common. We got conservatives on one side of the room, liberals on the other, nobody's talking to the other side. You know, that's not a good thing. I'm just hoping that sooner or later we can grow out of this phase.
Yeah, and we've got to. We've got to. Well, this article that I wrote, and the Federalist posted it, mm-hmm. which is just a great site for, you know, daily news and information. What it's based on is some very, very good mainstream academic research that I asked the question, I mean, who's happier? Who finds more meaning in life? Who's more generous to the poor and the needy? Is it liberals or conservatives? And, like, nearly everybody would say, well, it's the liberals, of course. I mean, they're the ones that care. They're the ones that do the right thing. They're the ones that are not so selfish and, you know, looking to gain all the money for themselves. But the research consistently shows, and again, this is from good, you know, university-based academics, they find that first conservatives tend to be happier with their family. They tend to be happier in their lives. But not only happier in their lives, they tend to report greater meaning in life, more contentment in life, which is different than just mere content or mere happiness. The other is that it's social conservatives, so it's Republicans more than Democrats, social conservatives more than fiscal conservatives, and the more conservative you are, these scholars say, the happiness level goes up, which is very interesting. And so they're happier, more contentment in life, but they're also significantly more generous to the poor. They give more of their income directly to the poor than the liberals do. And I mean, unfortunately, the liberals are like, okay, my taxes pay for that, and we right. believe that the government should be the one that do that. So, you know, the poor can just deal with, you know, with my taxes and, you know, my quote unquote generosity there, where the conservatives pay taxes too, plus they give extra additional money and volunteer their time.
Yeah. Only because it's brought up, you know, and because there's been a lot of this where people will take people's, especially political figures, tax reports. Like, for example, let's say, you know, Joe Biden. I was shocked. I was shocked to see how little he gave for the money that he made, according to the IRS, 3%. 3%.
Right.
I mean, to your point. And so he probably justifies it. And there's others. I mean, on the other hand, I think Barack Obama was, you know, close to 20%. So quite the contrast. Maybe that's it. He says, well, Barack's paying mine. He's, you know, some of mine is in Barack's, right? That's it.
Like
I figured it out.
Office through my boss, right?
Exactly. So I mean, it just. But what seemed to follow, I thought it was quite interesting. And looking, particularly to your point, when you see other reports from Democrats like Joe Biden, yeah, it's kind of like, wait a minute, single digit, and it's going, wait a minute. I mean, at least 10%. You know, that's what we've been raised to believe. That's the number. And but to mix it in and justify it by saying, oh well, I do it with my taxes. And that's after, of course, I do it through my taxes after I've worked every angle I possibly can with my tax accountant to pay as little as taxes as possible, but I'm going to claim some higher yield for charity, even though I've given so little in taxes.
No, and that's right. There was one stat as well, and I put this in the article, that some scholars wanted to look at even just tipping as an indicator of generosity. And what
right.
they found out that for those who give at least a 15% tip on their bill to food service workers, Republicans, 59% of Republicans did that regularly, while Democrats, the tight-fisted Democrats, only 46% of them did that most times. So again, I mean, even Republicans are more generous tippers, and kind of tongue-in-cheek, you know, I say those MAGA hat-wearing people whom others are chasing out of your restaurants, you know, wait staff, those are the people that you want at your tables because yes. they're going to give you the better tip.
Exactly. So, Glenn, help me understand here. So these very same Democrats who are so tight-fisted about parting with their funds, they want to embrace socialism.
Well, I mean, that's exactly right. And that's what I saw. I think it was an Onion article or something the other day. And it was like a millennial who was asking the question, is there any historical evidence that we could look at to see how good and beneficial socialism is?
Yeah.
You know, it's these people that think, well, I don't need to give to the poor because the government will do it. The government will do everything. Mm. You know, socialism and liberalism is not a good motivator to, surprise, surprise, be a good citizen within your community. I mean, think about that. If you lived in a cul-de-sac, okay, and you could choose people who are happier, more contentment, more generous, things like that, would you want your cul-de-sac to be populated with those kind of people? Yeah. Well, you want conservative Republicans around
right.
you rather than liberals.
Well, the other thing, too, Glenn, that they're not taking into consideration here is the contentment, the fulfillment that we have in giving. Better to give than receive. The government stepped in with a massive, massive entitlement program, welfare, that has invested trillions. I say invested. I mean, that's really kind of a loose term because there's been no return. I mean, if anything, we've only created more and generational welfare recipients than really helping them out. And it took away that spirit of giving from local communities. I mean, local communities still do what they naturally do, but not to the level because back previously, before welfare came into being, this was handled at the local level, and I think most effectively, all things considered.
Well, and the churches do that. I mean, I told somebody this, you know, this is a good indicator. If you talk to any city council, you know, whether they're left or right, and ask them, in your community, who are the community resources that clothe people, that feed people, that give them shelter, that help with their medical issues when they can't afford them, that, you know, give them counseling and things like that? Who are they? They are not the secularists. Mm. It's not the, you know, the Aldous Huxley Memorial Soup Kitchen. Mm-hmm. It's St. Francis Soup Kitchen. It's
right.
the, you know, the hospitals have, you know, most of them have saint on the front of them. It's
exactly.
because, and these scholars find this out, that the Christian, that the conservatives are happier because they have a higher percentage of Christians who, exactly what you said, they find great satisfaction in sacrificing their own lives and giving to others and helping others.
Mm-hmm. But the sad fact of it all, Glenn, is there are forces that want to eliminate that. They do not want conservatives to be happy in giving. They want to, because somehow it infuriates them because it gets in the way of, you know, conservatives serving their God.
Right. Completely agree.
Yeah. Well, this is rather, well, you know, I think it just reinforces what we all knew to be the case. But you spelled it out very clearly, and we're grateful for the Federalists and you know, outlets like this that continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And, you know, Molly Hemingway and everybody have done such a great job over
oh,
there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Without
yeah,
a doubt.
Fantastic. And I just say, as the weekend's coming up, conservatives, just continue to be happy.
Continue to be happy, be content, and don't forget our word for, we had a great word for the day, but we're out of time, so I can't explain it again. So if you missed it, go back and rewind and listen to our word for the day. Glenn Stanton on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Glenn.
All right. Blessings, Bill.
Blessings.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel. General Steel today, you can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hi, this is...